Hi, my name is Gabe Arnold. I'm the founder and CEO of Business Marketing Engine. And all this week, we're talking about mindset and things that will help you really level up your game in business. And today we're going to talk about why your team is your biggest leverage point in marketing. So stay tuned and I'll share this with you. Any type of marketing that we want to do for our business really begins with a foundational principle of consistency over time. And I say that because there's multiple studies you can read, and everybody has a different opinion of if you need 7 touches before somebody's comfortable buying, or 25, or it may be hundreds in today's world. But regardless of what the actual number is for each individual before they trust you enough to do business with you, they're going to need to repeatedly hear from you, see the value you provide, trust you before they're going to engage with you, because there's only a few cases where somebody's going to just randomly pick somebody to work with when they make a big investment. And so with marketing, because we need to have consistency over time, it's one of the things that can fall down or not be really well managed inside a business if the owner, the principal, the entrepreneur in that business is trying to own marketing themselves. And this happens at different levels and in different seasons in business as well. But when we start to realize that if we want consistent marketing, we need to dedicate team members to it, that's when things can really be consistent. And you also can make the choice of, do you want to bring somebody in-house to handle your marketing, or do you want to outsource it? And so we'll touch on that here for a minute. Some of our clients have in-house marketing coordinators, and we work directly with them. And that allows there to be one point person, where our client maybe has a couple different marketing vendors, and they get to funnel everything through to the owner and report to them and really consolidate that communication. Other clients of ours have us handle all their marketing, and we, you know, have a dedicated person on our team that is their account manager that gives them the reporting, that guides them and helps them through that whole process. But regardless of which path our client chooses, they make that intentional choice to say, I am not going to pretend that I can be consistent and push the marketing forward myself, because I'm not going to write every email. I'm not going to, you know, record every video. I'm not going to build the funnels myself. I'm not going to try to take on something that requires such an intentional consistency over time and all the other roles that they have in the business. So anytime we see companies grow, it's when they make the choice to delegate marketing, again, either to outsourced, you know, vendors or an agency like us, or they bring in in-house people. But sometimes when they bring in in-house marketing people, they end up just wasting time and money, because as entrepreneurs, we can falsely think that we can hire a unicorn to do everything we need. I'm going to bring in one marketing person that's great at social media, great at video marketing, great at email marketing, great at paid traffic, great at SEO. Those people don't exist. And even if they do exist, they're so expensive that it doesn't make sense, or they really just don't have the time to execute on all those things at once. So make sure when you're choosing how you're going to leverage and get better marketing, that you have the realization that you're going to need to bring people in with specialized knowledge in each area in order to actually get results. The other benefit and the other leverage point you get when you have a team doing marketing for you is they get to evaluate what you're saying. They get to see how your audience responds, and they will help you get a lot clearer on your message and the message you need to put out there to the market to attract your ideal clients. As entrepreneurs, as founders, as leaders in businesses, we only have our perspective. And so while we know what we do for our clients and we know what services we provide and we have all the expertise and knowledge to guide and support our team and probably even deliver some of those results to our clients ourselves, we don't have a mirror that shows us what it looks like when we're doing that. And so by having experts' knowledge, like we talked about a couple of weeks ago on the show, by being the expert in our business, sometimes we unintentionally cloud the messaging and make it really confusing for new prospects to understand what we do. When we empower a team to handle our marketing, they can objectively, or at least more objectively, look at what we're saying, what we offer, and what we do, and also look at the results that client gets and how clients are communicating about the results they get. And we can amplify the actual messaging, the actual wording, the actual things that our clients are saying when they're getting good results. And that attracts more of those ideal clients. We can go that path effectively instead of thinking, oh, I know exactly what to say to my market all the time. It's in my head. And so I'm sure it'll sound good when I write it out or I do a video or I send an email. Those are things that are fallacies because we can't have highly effective messaging without collaborating with other people, without getting outside feedback and input, and ultimately being able to craft messaging that truly attracts who we want to work with. And so the whole point of today's episode is really just to explore the mindset of asking yourself, you know, am I being effective in how I'm delegating my marketing for my company? Is it something that I do want to hire 4 or 5 or maybe 6 or 8 people internally to run effectively because I can have specialized roles? Or would it make more sense to talk to an agency and determine like what my results are because they already have all those skilled, experienced people in-house to deliver the results? Whatever path you choose is, of course, your choice. But ultimately, I would encourage you to remember that you're going to need people in specialized roles. And a great way to do that is often by working with a vendor. If you need help with your marketing, please reach out. We go through a process where we help our clients identify exactly what their existing customers are saying and what value their existing customers get from them so that we can amplify that message and attract more of our ideal customers for our clients. You can reach us at businessmarketingengine.com or comment down below or shoot me a message. I appreciate you taking time to tune in today, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.